All right, happy Thursday, everybody. And I'm serious, you should be happy and you should be merry because the tapestry is unraveling, right? I mean, there has been an extremely carefully woven tapestry of deception in all of our lives. And I think that Charlie Kirk's assassination, while of course it was a tragedy, has also worked to awaken the world to a deeper evil, something more sinister that sits below. So today we are going to talk about the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, because suddenly Kash Patel wants to distance the feds from them. I don't really think that's possible, and I'm wondering why he chose yesterday to do that. Plus, we received a few tips regarding the woman who is missing from the footage, and while we certainly cannot confirm that it's actually this individual, we do find the fact that she gave a public testimony to be pretty interesting. What she says is interesting. Also, what she does for a living is even more interesting. Our witness tree grows. Welcome back to Candace. Okay, I need you guys locked in because things are becoming increasingly interesting, okay? Yesterday, the FBI made a rather curious announcement. They announced that they were going to cut ties with the ADL, right? You know what the ADL is, the Anti-Defamation League, and the reasons, well, because they had listed Charlie Kirk and his organization, TPUSA, to be extremist. Everybody's an extremist, according to the ADL. But I want you guys to know that this is not a subtle announcement. We need to unpack this announcement. Because I don't care what side of the aisle that you are on, you need to understand that the ADL is not, nor has it ever been, what it purports to be, okay? Purports to be, oh, you know, we're just looking out and hate speech and extremism. No. The reality is the ADL was born out of a Jewish Freemason organization known as B'nai B'rith. Now, if you're on my book club, you know this, but Sigmund Freud was a member of B'nai B'rith. We're reading right now the book, The Assault on Truth, and Sigmund Freud is very relevant. You have to learn the history of Sigmund Freud. He's in all of our schools, all of our universities, taught as a hero, the history of the psychoanalytic movement. Look, the reality is him and all of his homies were covering up for incestuous child abuse. That is a fact, okay? They can't wipe that stain away. Quite literally, the way that they did this was through the mechanism of gaslighting. That's what he is the father of, public gaslighting, okay? That's what modern psychology is. They moved to instead diagnose people who were being abused, right? They were using their credentials, I'm a this, I'm a that, to make people, maybe the wider public, believe that their gaslighting was actually legitimate. That is what the book, The Assault on Truth, unpacks. It is therefore a must read because you have to realize how horrific the crimes were that were being committed that they were covering for. So Sigmund Freud was in B'nai B'rith and the ADL was born out of B'nai B'rith. Why? Well, because they put the organization together to defend a pedophile and a murderer. His name is Leo Frank. Leo Frank was an unbelievably wealthy Jewish factory owner down in Atlanta. And this is 1913. It's very relevant. You should know this happened in 1913. And this is the American South. You know what was going on there. And Mary Fagan was a 13-year-old girl who worked at his pencil factory. She was found brutally raped. Okay, she's a Catholic girl, by the way. I want to say that. She was a young Catholic girl. And Leo Frank, even with all of his money, all of his connections, the best lawyers that money could buy, connections all the way to the Supreme Court, he was so guilty of what happened that despite the fact that he tried to pin it on a poor black janitor, even in the segregated South, where people were just like, hey, give us any reason and we will go lynch a black person, the racist segregated South, they still found him guilty, okay? They still found Leo Frank guilty. And so much has been written to try to obscure this still. They are still trying to defend Leo Frank. What happened then is that his buddies over at the Freemasonic Lodge, B'nai B'rith, assembled the ADL to gaslight the public. No, Leo Frank wasn't guilty. Look what happened after. He was lynched for what he did to Mary Fagan. He is actually a victim of anti-Semitism. That's it. He wasn't guilty. I'm sure maybe the black guy did it in 1913 Atlanta and everyone conspired to instead of attack a wealthy factory owner. Like I said, to this day, they are using those mechanisms to try to gaslight us and to pretend that Leo Frank was really the victim in this tragedy. It's utterly demented. I will never let it stand. He killed Mary Fagan. He is still guilty of that crime, no matter how much the ADL tries to obscure that. And by the way, if you want to learn more, you should learn more about Mary Fagan's murder. I can point you guys, there's a book called The Murder of Little Mary Fagan, and it is written by a relative of hers. And that relative's name is also Mary Fagan. You should read the details of what happened 100 years ago. You should read the facts around it, read the case documents, learn about the brutal rape and the murder and what happened thereafter, because so much has been written since to try to obscure those facts. So go to the family member as a source. Do that in your own spare time. In fact, maybe I should add it to the book club list. Anyways, the reason why I'm telling you that is because there is a very crucial element of our history that you need to come to terms with, right? The modern media machine, all of these journalists who lie and gaslight, you're seeing it right now, what they're writing about me, it's insane. They are students of effectively the psychoanalytic community. Let's gaslight and then we will diagnose. Gaslight and diagnose. Seeing it happen in real time pertaining to the Charlie Kirk case. We watched him be murdered, and then we watched the feds lie to us rather fanatically. The text messages, I think, were really the what is going on. And now they're yelling at us for noticing. Like, we are all being abused right now by the press, right? They're trying to spin it. No, I can't believe people have questions. The conspiracies are so bad. These text messages were totally legit. Anybody who wants to investigate it further, crazy. Oh, just totally crazy. We're all clinically insane. We should probably consult a physician. How dare we? It's inappropriate. Candace, this is, they always say this, she must be suffering from postpartum psychosis. Okay, whatever you want to call the thing is that I'm suffering from when you watch your friend catch a bullet in the neck, you can call it that. Diagnose it if you need to. Anyways, you guys, the time has come for us to wake up. Now, it should unnerve you with that little bit of history that despite their well-documented founding, the ADL is so powerful of an organization that they have been directing the FBI for years, okay? They label people who tell the truth extremists. They put them on a list. I think it effectively works as a hit list. And then they direct and work with the FBI in partnership to go after those extremists, okay? That is a very weird relationship, a strange relationship, an immoral relationship, and a corrupt relationship. Now, I want you to know that I learned that recently, last year, that both the left and the right work with the ADL, okay? There is this lie that's told publicly. I believed it, that it's just the left. It's all left-leaning. No, 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 no. They work with both the left and the right. The neocons on the right side work arm in arm with the ADL and feed them names, primarily of anyone, I should say, who is an enemy to the state of Israel. So currently you have Trump people who I guess are trying to save face for their remarkable lack of curiosity as it pertains to who assassinated Charlie Kirk, who loved them and worked very, did whatever he could to support their administration. They're trying to save face and pretend that they're upset, you know, like, oh, we're going to do something. It's not okay that this happened. Look over here, right? Oh, look over here. The ADL put Charlie Kirk on a list. Now that he's dead, we demand post-justice. And Cash Patel's doing that. He's acting right now. He's pretending that he's delivering some form of justice. I think Elon Musk tweeted about Charlie Kirk and TPUSA being on the list, and then it kind of caught fire, and this became the new conservative talking point. The ADL must pay for that. And sure enough, the FBI director, Cash Patel, announced yesterday that this is over. Yes, the ADL was training FBI agents and sharing intelligence in partnership with the FBI. The FBI and the ADL had a partnership sharing intel. They were training agents. And he says, no more. Okay. He wrote this in a tweet. James Comey wrote love letters to the ADL and embedded FBI agents with them, a group that ran disgraceful ops spying on Americans. That era is over. The FBI won't partner with political fronts masquerading as watchdogs. Now, if you're on the right, you're supposed to go, yay, justice served. If you're on the left, you're maybe going to be happy that the ADL responded very graciously to this. They issued a statement immediately. They said, as we prepare to observe the holiest day of the year on the Jewish calendar, I don't know, that's just like, I guess they're a victim somehow, we have seen the statement from the FBI Director Patel regarding the FBI's relationship. ADL has deep respect for the Federal Bureau of Investigation and law enforcement officers at all levels across the country who work tirelessly every single day to protect all Americans, regardless of their ancestry, religion, ethnicity, faith, political affiliation, or any other point of difference. In light of an unprecedented surge of anti-Semitism, we remain more committed than ever to our core purpose to protect the Jewish people. You should know that all of that that you just heard, okay, is BS, okay? It's slave slop. We are the slaves, and they are serving us slop right now. The illusion that things are changing, the illusion that it's left versus right, or that it's Jewish Americans versus everybody else. Hey, Jewish Americans, if you're watching this, you want to wake up. The ADL is not your friend at all. They don't care about what happens to you. If you need more proof, you should know that they curiously removed the Azov Battalion. They're carving swastikas on their head. The Ukrainians murdering people. They removed them from the hate list. Candace Owens is on there, though. I'm sure you guys go to bed and you're worried about Candace Owens and not the people that are carving freaking swastikas on their head and murdering people. Okay? They don't care. That's all. This is all just slop. Less left versus right illusion, whatever it is. But the more important question that I want to get to is why now? Why are they putting on this performative bit right now? Well, yesterday I made an offhand remark about the ADL and the FBI sharing an office in Connecticut. Now, I know this because I'm from Connecticut, so there's no way to try to obscure that fact. Back in 2023, actually, a Catholic investigator revealed this and shared it. He addressed it in a series of tweets. Kyle Undercover wrote, I gathered property records for the 19 different states that the ADL has a regional office established. The report reveals that in the state of Connecticut, the ADL shares an office space with the FBI. They also share an office space with the United Nations in New York. Now, same building across the hall, whatever. That's a fact, and it makes sense. You shouldn't be that shocked when they're owning the fact that they share information. It's easier to share information if you're sharing an office space, right? Anyways, he goes on and he writes, after reviewing the 19 ADL offices, we can see an alarming trend. 63% of the ADL's regional offices are located within various banking institutions. 42% are located within various law firms, ranging from immigration to criminal law. You should keep that in mind for what we're going to talk about later on the show. And 10% are located in Jewish institutions. So you get the point. Why am I telling you this? Because after I made that offhand remark yesterday, I received a rather stunning tip, which I have been able to corroborate, that out of all of the FBI bureaus in the United States, regarding which there are 55 main bureaus and over 350 satellite bureaus, the FBI sent the specific Connecticut bureau down to UVU after Charlie Kirk was assassinated to help investigate the assassination. Okay, let's just look at the map again. They decided to go upwards on the East Coast and to send the field office from that borough to UVU. I'm wondering why they did that. I'd like an answer. We're probably not going to get it. We're not getting answers on anything. I wonder what moved them to send that particular borough, okay, down to UVU. It just feels like you got a lot around you, a lot of options. It wasn't exactly like necessary for you to do that. Charlie Kirk gets assassinated. And yeah, that person provided proof. They said we are 1000% certain. I said, I'm going to need to see proof. Unbelievably. I'd like to know why they did that, right? I'd like to know why suddenly now Kash Patel is making a strong statement against the ADL. All of that just feels a little too close to comfort. And by the way, how do you separate when you're just across the hall? I was just thinking you guys are not speaking to each other anymore. Are we supposed to be this dumb? Okay. Completely ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. Wanted to share that. Okay. Anyways, jumping back into more oddities that occurred on that day, despite having these federal agents from Connecticut. Now, I have presented to you just thus far, right, that a lot of these witnesses that immediately spoke out to say, here's what happened. Here's how many shots. Here's what I heard, that they had strange connections to the government or like weren't from UVU at all, were coming from overseas. Didn't really make sense. I was trying to understand that. And yesterday, of course, we were trying to figure out who was this mysterious woman that was allegedly seen helping the shooter change clothes. I got that one tip from an individual, completely unrelated, said, yes, there was footage of a person helping the shooter change clothes. And then suddenly we were able to discern at the very least that someone in the Broderick Lyman family certainly acknowledges that there was a woman at the very least who she suspected could have been an accomplice. She didn't say anything about the person changing clothes, but we can watch that clip again to hear what she says.
If you tap time, how long it took him to get from that little part over to here was way longer than it should have been. So I wondered if the girl had given him stuff, like if there is an accomplice. Sorry, you're filming.
And it said right here, that picture from Sam's across the street, he was right here.
Yep.
Okay, so we received a couple of tips pertaining to who that woman might have been, according to rumors circulating around Orem. And I want to be very clear. When we say that this is a rumor, I mean that you should take this information with a grain of salt. We cannot present it at face value because we don't have the footage, right? I cannot say this is a fact. I can say that this lead became more interesting to me and that the FBI should clarify things. It's that simple. Let us see all the footage. But they don't seem even remotely interested in trying to help us clarify anything. Anyways, the name that we had received was, it turned out, somebody that actually provided the only eyewitness testimony of having seen the shooter up close, limping. So it's possible, just to run the other side of things, that this woman captured both of them walking back to back and she just was walking near him and she had nothing to do with helping him change. That's all possible and you should consider that possibility. We don't have answers. But there's something else that's interesting about her. Like I said, the testimony that she provided is interesting and she is the only person that saw the shooter limping up close. And her name, and we know this because she spoke to the news, they all did, is Olivia Robertson Cobb Bishop. Let's listen to her testimony now.
I kind of realized the type of street I was on, a little bit more secluded, you know.
Olivia Bishop retraces her steps where she came face to face with Charlie Kirk's alleged killer.
Just looking over, seeing that he was limping, kind of being like, oh, okay. And then long black shirt, kind of thinking that's kind of weird. It's kind of super hot outside.
Bishop says something seemed a little off.
I did look over at him and he was kind of like, like that was his face, just kind of like not a smile or anything.
From the expressionless demeanor, long sleeve shirt during a hot summer day, to the limp.
It's kind of odd. I don't know. Like now that I think about it, it's just very like chilling to me.
Chilling. After reading charging documents online and seeing this video of Robinson walking away from UVU after Kirk was shot, that's when she realized she'd been only feet away from the accused killer. Now she questions whether she could have done more.
Had I seen the imprint of a rifle down his leg, if I had looked at him a little longer, then immediately after that happened, would I have thought back to him, you know, and been able to like alert authorities quicker?
Bishop realizes there's nothing she could have done differently.
But just to have been like an eyewitness to him on his way there is just shocking to me.
I gotta say, when I saw that, I was actually kind of giddy because I was like, finally, it looks like a college student from UVU who is speaking to the news. That's great. And of course, I then had to wonder what she was studying. And it turns out, no, she doesn't go to UVU. I don't know. A lot of these people were not available that day. But what she does for a living is quite interesting because there's an emerging pattern. And for whatever reason, nobody who spoke to the press said what their connections were. It turns out that she works for the Orem Police Department. She's a record specialist. And I should tell you guys, kind of unbelievably, in August, of course you're going to believe this, they kind of lost a lot of people that were working at the department. There's a Facebook post, people that were retiring, a lot of changes that were happening. I don't know when she started working there, but she works at the Orem Police Department. And we're hearing a lot of stuff about some plausible corruption that might be going on there. And I just said, wow, okay. Curiously, She also purports to be a close witness to when Charlie got shot. And I'm wondering, if you work for the Orem Police Department, what were you doing going to a Charlie Kirk event in the middle of the day? Like, assuming that's a full-time job, Charlie spoke on a Wednesday. What were you doing there at all, actually? Is this like the longest lunch break ever? Meeting up with some friends, she says. Okay. Another thing that we were able to learn is that she met up with her husband. Like, how are all of these people just allowed to leave work to hear Charlie Kirk speak? I'm interested. So I reach out, obviously, today, called the records office, sent her a text. We were able to find her number. She doesn't want to speak about anything. She says that was it. She just wanted to speak right there, give her testimony, and that she gave the appropriate information to the appropriate authorities. So that there, beyond that, is just going to be a dead end. But I'd like to take a broader look at our witness tree, because it's growing, right? It's growing, our witness tree. We've got Tiffany Barker, of course. She's with the nieces. Her sister was Phil Lyman's running mate. She spoke to Good Morning America in the wee hours of the morning after. Phil Lyman, of course, our guy, he really does not like me at all. He wants me to know that he thinks I'm shady, that I'm an accomplice to something. He ran for Utah governor in 2024. He's featured George Zinn on his website at that time, spoke to Alex Jones, Fox News, News Nation, really anybody that would have him. Now we have Olivia Bishop. She works for the Orem Police Records Specialist. And she works as the Orem Police Records Specialist. And she spoke to local news. Who else do we have here? Well, let me show you this other video, which gets interesting, okay? Check out this USA Today video of people speaking about what they heard and what they saw. Take a listen.
It sounds like lightning. It was so loud, I thought the shooter was right there in the crowd. And apparently he wasn't. Apparently he was far off. Everybody got down, and I instantly just started praying for Charlie Kirk. And the girl I was with next to, she was bawling because she had seen it. She had seen the graphic imagery of the bullet piercing his neck and opening his neck up. And I can't imagine what it was like to see that.
I actually was just walking up. I was going through the event with a friend. And so I was in the back of the crowd still walking to get closer when I heard the pop of a gunshot. Then people started screaming and running. So I took a knee, just out of habit from being in the Marine Corps. And people were still screaming and running. And I just decided to look for the shooter, wherever they might be. But people just kept clearing out.
Basically, I just heard a shot and I saw him falling towards the left, so I knew he got shot on the collarbone or the neck right here, but I didn't see bleed immediately. I just saw and I heard, and we all crouched down, and I wish there was a better security. I was a little surprised when I walked into the courtyard and there wasn't any metal detector. There were securities around the building, but it wasn't really solid.
Okay, so to show you who those individuals are, a lot of software engineers, we can pull back up Emmanuel. You saw his name there again. We're pulling people that spoke to the press publicly. We're not revealing any information here, but he works for Domo Incorporated. His history is that he is a software engineer, a technical advisor. His name is German in origin. I'd like to know a little bit more. Also, when I look up these people, by the way, none of them have reached out to me. Like, from the minute that this all happened, I asked for information. And for whatever reason, these people were very anxious to speak to the press right after, but then we're like, you know what? We're not gonna speak to anybody else about that. Same for Gurnow owner. We covered this. He was with Phil Lyman's nephew, cousin. We learned, was a software engineer from Austria. So Austria, Germany. Okay. Featured in Shaner's Instagram. And that guy, Scott Robbins, that you saw looking like a college kid, well, he was also a gubernatorial candidate. He ran for governor of Utah in 2024, nobody mentioned this. I guess all of these USA Today or AP, nobody asked them like who they were, if they were college students. And for whatever reason, everybody that they spoke to wasn't that. We will continue to grow this witness tree. Robbie Hild, we've put a TBD on because we're getting crazy information on him. We're calling him Mr. Worldwide over here. Okay, we've got Robbie Hild in the Cayman Islands. We've got Robbie Hild in Spain. We've got Robbie Hild all over, all over. And so that's going to take some time. We need to be more thorough in that. And we will have more on Robbie Hild on Monday. Anyways, guys, this is a good time to take a pause and read some of our sponsors. You guys know I love Riverbend Ranch. Their steaks are phenomenal. They really are just phenomenal. Black Angus beef that they have is literally famous for its great flavor. The Riverbend Ranch has taken Black Angus beef to a whole different level because over the last 35 years, Riverbend Ranch has been creating an elite Angus herd by using ultrasound to select genetically superior cattle with a focus on flavor and tenderness. Each year, Riverbend Ranch provides about 850 elite Black Angus bulls containing these special genetics to over 260 Western U.S. ranches. Those partnership ranches receive a substantial premium from Riverbend Ranch for raising those calves without the use of any growth hormones and without any antibiotics. And every fall, the calves containing these elite genetics return to the Riverbend Ranch to spend this following summer in lush mountain pastures. When you purchase from Riverbend Ranch, you are not only supporting the 64 cowboys and their families who work on that ranch, but also supporting the over 260 other U.S. ranches and the hundreds of American families who work on those ranches. It is born in the USA, raised in the USA, processed right here in the USA. Their meat is aged to perfection for 21 days and shipped directly from the ranch to your home. This is not your average Black Angus beef. This is more flavorful and more tender than even the best Angus beef that I've ever tasted. Right now, when you head over to riverbendranch.com, you can use promo code Candace at checkout and you'll get $20 off your first order. Trust me, you're going to be so impressed. So visit riverbendranch.com and use promo code Candace at checkout. Also telling you guys about Comet, because how much time do you spend every day on a web browser? How much time do you spend clicking around online, searching, scrolling, typing endless tabs? It's a lot, especially if you're me and always researching something. Well, there is a new AI web browser from Perplexity that is called Comet. It is completely changing the way that you're able to interact with your browser. Using Comet feels like having a personal assistant living in your web browser that can actually do things for you across the internet. Yes, actually doing things, not just giving you answers. You can ask Comet to do things for you, and it literally clicks, types, searches, scrolls for you. What I love most about Comet is that it can take weeknight chaos and turn it into simple, stress-free dinners with just a few taps. I get personalized meal plans based on my family's preferences. Comet orders the groceries for me and it gets them delivered right to the door. Comet can shop for you, make reservations, book travel, summarize articles or videos, send emails, schedule meetings, and a lot more. It just makes your life easier. So go and take back your time online. Download Perplexity's new web browser, Comet, and let it work for you, not the other way around. Check it out at pplx.ai/Candace. Again, that's pplx.ai/Candace. Okay, so it's looking like an operation, right? We are right now living through the JFK assassination. We weren't there for that. The majority of us weren't there for that. I wasn't there for that. But we wondered. We knew we were still being lied to about that assassination. And I just wondered, like AJ did aloud yesterday. Did all of the homies of JFK just try to cover it up? I think the answer might be yes. I think he was surrounded. I think he was infiltrated. And then they got rid of him because of wrong think. He had the wrong ideas that perhaps maybe every foreign nation should register under FARA. Anyways, how this works is that then you have to kind of put together like a Warren Commission, right? JFK, the Warren Commission, a complete and utter farce to pretend like the government's taking it seriously and investigating. Well, if Tyler Robinson's going to be our patsy, and I do want to be clear here, I'm not saying that Tyler Robinson is guilty of nothing, right? It's his gun. There's weird stuff going on there. I don't believe he pulled the trigger. But if they're going to make that stick, then you got to have a lawyer that's working for the prosecution, right? Well, that's what's going on. Recently, Elizabeth Lane went on the Redacted podcast, and she discussed how the prosecutor is picking his opponent in the Tyler Robinson case. Take a listen to her explain that.
Investigative journalist Elizabeth Lane is not giving up on this story. She's been on the ground in Utah connecting the CIA dots, the three-letter agency dots and connections, and she joins us now. Elizabeth, great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, Clayton. I looked at Tyler Robinson's case and I thought, well, why don't I get this guy a lawyer? Because that at least puts me near him so I can understand and control the process. And this is times where they couldn't find the guy a lawyer and they were kind of scrambling around to figure out what who was going to be his lawyer. And I started approaching different firms in Utah, trying to get him a lawyer for pro bono. So I walked up to one of the most reputable firms in Utah, and I asked them if they were willing to represent Tyler Robinson for pro bono case. And I was extremely surprised what I got from them. First and foremost, they were like, yes, we're absolutely on this, because we don't believe that what happened to Charlie Kirk was remotely a case of just a single, you know, crazy kid going up and shooting the guy in the neck. Like, we don't believe that. So we are more than willing to represent him pro bono. So I was like, great. So we started the process. And what happened is we realized that we needed lawyers who are actually certified with death penalty. So their certifications didn't live up to that. But there's another interesting thing. When I did find a lawyer that was certified to represent Tyler Robinson, obviously I needed a consent from Robinson's family and or Robinson himself, because he's actually not a minor. He can consent to himself. Ironically, we were unable to get in touch with the parents, because as a lawyer, you can't solicit clients. So it's illegal. So you can't just announce yourself that I'm going to represent Tyler Robinson. So I started doing that. So I got into this process and I asked my local lawyer firm, hey, what's the best way to go around here? Like, we need help to get the lawyer from New York who is certified to represent Tyler to get on the case. So he said, whatever you do, Elizabeth, do not get in touch with the firms in Utah that are the most powerful, because they are in on it with the state. No matter what happens, they will take the side of the state. I did not listen to him. And I ended up calling one of the biggest firms in Utah just to ask for an advice. Like, what is the situation here? What can we do? They started screaming on the phone. And I was like, why do you even care? Like, you don't have a dog in this fight. Why are you so rude on the phone? So then I said, listen, there is a lawyer who's qualified and he's actually very famous in New York, wants to represent this kid. All I need is a consent from Tyler Robinson to do so. And we think that you can help. To this, I got a very rude response that only Scordis is allowed to find a representation for Tyler Robinson. So Scordis is a guy who's running as a state prosecutor. So here's the problem with that. State prosecutor cannot be responsible to find a lawyer for a defendant. That's illegal.
Right, so right, that they will be, they're choosing their own opponent.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
And this
like
is something that I've been wondering about, because it seems like an open and shut case for any defense attorney, because the government has presented such a crap case, unless his attorney is a shill.
Yes. So what I know is that Scordis is running as a state prosecutor. He's running. Everyone can look it up. It's on his website. So it's not quite illegal for him to find a lawyer for Tyler, but it would be illegal if he was a state prosecutor. But what it is, though, is highly unethical.
Highly unethical. And the reason why I wanted to show you that clip is because I've learned a lot over the last couple of years. And what I can tell you is that this gang that's running everything, okay, they also are controlling the courts. That's how you get a prosecution against somebody that makes no sense. And why do you do that? Because typically you're hiding government's crimes, right? You want people to stop looking. You want people to stop asking questions. You're not just asking questions. Yeah, no, we are implying here that everything you're telling us about the Tyler Robinson case makes no sense, but these people control the courts. And I got to tell you another thing. I want to be very clear. They even have figured out how to run a kangaroo court system, total kangaroo court system, where judges do not have to follow the law. Okay, Ian Carroll was on my show speaking about this, pertaining to Justin Bieber. It is a fact. Arbitration courts, so they get you to sign a contract and you agree. If you have an issue, go to arbitration court. Most people don't know what that means. It's a private court where the judge does not have to follow the law. They can just say you're guilty. And when you get to that level, there's usually a couple of reasons why they've got these players that work for the government and are willing to lie and cheat and steal. And it is because the government needs a prosecution, or you've pissed them off and they need a conviction against you because they're trying to bankrupt you. Okay, the corrupt cases, when you get really close to a truth, the government swoops in to try to bankrupt you. I am living proof of that. Never in the history of the world ever has there been a sitting leader of a foreign country that has sued a podcaster or a news member, even a journalist in a foreign country, for defamation, okay? I am the first It is because we are getting close to a lot of truth when it comes to Brigitte Macron. Okay. And so now what they're doing is they're calling their cronies. Brigitte Macron has hired former federal prosecutors, and she's hiring a firm here. Why? Because the next option is Candace and Shut Up are going to bankrupt her. These are the people that want you to believe they're successful in life organically. No. The entire system is rigged. It's rigged. Okay. If you get too close to them and too powerful, usually suddenly a person gets inclined to commit suicide. We don't know why. And then suddenly there's a hostile takeover of their company, or, you know, a random person shoots them, right? If there's any threat against them, it's either you're smeared, you are bankrupted, or you die in rather mysterious circumstances. So watch this, because you're learning the playbook. Everybody's waking up right now. You need to pay attention to this. This is another one of their mechanisms. They control the courts, and they will get whatever it is they need to get accomplished in the courts, whether it's bankruptcy or a conviction that makes literally no sense, as is going to be the case with Tyler Robinson. They're going to convict him. Right? They found their patsy. They're going to make it work, and they're going to keep threatening the rest of us for noticing that nothing makes sense at all. Anyways, further to that point, I had done, and if you have not watched it, you should jump into the Epstein series that we paused because this happened, where we talked about that, the hand of Midas making these people executives. We're more successful because we're brighter. No, you're more successful because you're more corrupt. You're willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill, actually, to get what it is, whatever it is that you want. And the Jeffrey Epstein story has all of those elements, right? And our government, I think actually it was the day that Charlie was killed, quietly voted, we're not going to actually release any Epstein files. Wow. How do they maneuver that? Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been very loud about how she is against that, as she has grown increasingly vocal. And she feels the need, as she did a couple of days ago, to publicly clarify that she is not suicidal. She wrote, "I am not suicidal, and I'm one of the happiest and healthiest people that you will meet. I have full faith in God, and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. As a sinner, I am only saved through his grace and mercy. With that said, if something happens to me, I ask you all to find out which foreign government or powerful people would take heinous actions to stop the information from coming out. Not only about this issue, but because of the truth that I have been speaking, the people understand what I am saying." Yes, we are the people, and we understand what you are saying. We understand why speech is considered so dangerous, why the ADL creates a list that features people like Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA and Candace Owens. Why speech is so dangerous is because if it carries truth, it speaks to power. And power is not truth. Power at this moment is a lie. It is a carefully woven lie everywhere, rigged against all of us. That is why I say the action that you can take, right? Don't feel hopeless. Understand they're actually panicking right now. What can you do in your household? Well, the first thing you can do is do not put your children in their matrix. Take your kids out of school. These sleeper cells are all across the nation, okay? And we're going to get into this next week. I wanted to make sure that I could get more thorough and show to you the Ukrainian connections that are coming across in this that are very strange, but I guess not so strange when you pay attention to the last shootings, trans shootings that have happened, the Catholic school shooting, the person was scribbling in their notebook recently, the shooter in Cyrillic. What's that about? Why do we suddenly have Russian speakers that are involved in these sorts of things? We are looking at a program, and we're going to speak more about that, because you have to understand it is dangerous what's happening right now. It's a dangerous game, and we're playing with dangerous people. And if it ever needed to be said, I am certainly not suicidal. I'm angry. I'm angry at people that are homicidal is really what's happening, and enough is enough. And if we are not brave enough to speak out, if we are not brave enough to take that action and to begin something as minor as homeschooling our kids, getting out of their system entirely, then our children are going to inherit a world in which the truly evil people have completely wrapped everything, right? They have wrapped everything and they control everything. It's up to us, guys. And I think we're close. So I'm going to leave that at that. Speak about a couple more sponsors before getting into some of your comments and questions that you have. I should have first let you know, we did open another tips line because we are at max capacity. I want to remind you guys, if you have tips pertaining to Robbie Hild, anything that we are saying about what took place on Orem on that day, Tips does not include, Candace, have you seen this theory? Watch this TikTok, please, guys. We are trying not to have our inbox cluttered because we want to get to all of these tips. It's a lot of information. Please email moretips@CandaceOwens.com. Moretips@CandaceOwens.com if you have a tip pertaining to what took place on that day. First, want to throw it to 7 Weeks Coffee. You guys know I love them. It's America's pro-life coffee company. The pro-life mission is important because they don't want us to have a lot of children, more of them, less of us. Well, 7 Weeks Coffee is on a mission to fund the pro-life movement one cup of coffee at a time, and they just hit an amazing milestone, over $1 million donated to the pro-life movement. Why are they called 7 Weeks? Well, that's because at 7 weeks, a baby is the size of a coffee bean, and it's the same time that a heartbeat is clearly detected on an ultrasound. That's why they donate 10% of every sale to support pregnancy care centers across all 50 states, providing life-saving ultrasounds, resources for moms in need, and real hope for families. And it all started with one simple idea: use your morning coffee to stand for life. 7 Weeks Coffee is more than a great tasting coffee. It's mold-free, pesticide-free, shade-grown, low-acid, and it's organically farmed, so it checks all the boxes. You can head to 7weekscoffee.com, and you'll save 15% forever when you subscribe, and you'll also get a free gift. Plus, exclusively for my listeners, if you use code Candace at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% off your first order. So that's a total of 25% total savings on your first order, plus a free gift. Remember that your order will directly help support a network of over 1,000 pro-life organizations across the U.S. So visit 7weekscoffee.com and use promo code Candace today. Also reminding you guys about American financing, because we all see that the cost of everything is still out of control. Many of us are relying on credit cards to cover the essentials. If that debt is piling up and you are overwhelmed, you should know that you are not alone. Americans collectively owe over $1 trillion in credit card debt. You might have considered reaching out to my friends in American financing, but maybe decided against it because you don't want to give up your low mortgage rate that you're currently enjoying. Well, there's good news. They have created the Smart Equity Loan, which is a solution that's designed to help you take control of your finances without touching your current mortgage. Unlike a HELOC, which can have varied interest rates, the Smart Equity Loan offers a fixed rate, which means one predictable monthly payment, which gives you peace of mind. This loan allows you to leverage the equity in your home to pay off that high interest debt, free up your cash flow, plus keep your existing low mortgage rate intact. It only takes 10 minutes to get started. There's no upfront fees. You can call American Financing and you'll start saving now. That number is 800-795-1210. Again, that's 800-795-1210. Or you can visit AmericanFinancing.net/Owens. AmericanFinancing.net/Owens. All right, you guys. Comment that I want to read from YouTube yesterday. It made me so happy. I also shared it on my Instagram. A little encouragement regarding homeschooling, because that is what I am pushing for. This user wrote, "My sister took her 4-year-old out of school yesterday. Literally started homeschooling this morning. I cannot go into detail, but I'll say this. Financially, they will be tight, but she said that it is worth it. Since I saw her conviction, I volunteered myself to be his PE and music teacher as his extracurricular activities. Like they say, it takes a village." Indeed, I love that. I also want you to know, network with moms in the area, because like what you're saying, I can do PE. That's what me and another mom did. I was like, let's just figure this out. We know something is wrong. Something dangerous is coming. We can all feel it spiritually. And I'm telling you, these sleeper cells exist in public schools, private schools. They are there. There is a lot of evil that is happening right now. And I hope that if you guys are watching the show, you understand that I am telling you this. And I would not tell you this if it was not, if I felt it spiritually. And then this happened and I'm looking into things. It's not making sense. None of it makes sense. We're told left versus right, but it is not that. It is all of us versus them. And they're upset that we're united, by the way. I saw this when they were attacking Megyn Kelly. I think I showed you yesterday. She said, well, my battle is against the left. And then they showed her a clip of me saying that it's not left or right anymore, and said, well, look, Megan, now you should attack Candace because she's allied with the left. Yep, I am allied with the left and the right. Any person that is awake and realizes that that is slave slop, okay? We're never going to be able to shake the true power structure if we keep shouting at one another and not realizing that groups control extremists on both sides. They are fostering, I think, those extremists on both sides intentionally. We'll get into more of that next week. I said I was going to read your comments, and so I should probably do that. Cajun Pinay writes, "We normal, everyday people, thank you and your team for all the hard work trying to make sense of Charlie's fateful event. I believe in the Almighty that all will come to light in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe so too. I don't think they can hide it. I think we're keeping their feet to the fire. We are absorbing all of these bullets, figurative bullets, wherein they're attacking us, attacking our character, psychological operation, paying influencers to say, that's crazy. Don't even think about it. Everything was above board. We can only trust the feds. Tell us what happened. Yeah, right. We can't trust them at all. And I hope, having learned the origin story of the ADL and their relationship with the FBI, you realize that. Go read that book about Mary Fagan, written by Mary Fagan, a descendant with her same name. Bill Scott writes, I came to Christ after going down so many rabbit holes, ending at the same conclusion. Satan runs the world, but God wins in the end. Christ is king. So well said, Bill Scott. Camilla writes, homeschool your kids. 2 hours with you is greater than a day in a classroom. You can teach them how to learn. Thank God for my wife being determined to homeschool. Our two kids love it and have so much time to pursue their talent. It's worth it. Yeah. So I do the morning stuff for homeschooling. And it, obviously, I just started this week. And I can tell you, I feel more joyful. Like, there is something they are taking away from us spiritually by taking our kids for 6 hours a day than saying, oh, then afterwards they have to do their activities and somehow also find time for homework. This whole thing is crazy and stupid. Like, what are we doing? We're just like literally handing our kids over to the state and we get no time with them. Like, this is so wrong. If you feel it and you need to hear that message today, you can do it, okay? And you're gonna be happy once you do it. Maybe not everybody gets the new iPhone 8 as soon as it drops. Maybe you're gonna have to cut expenses in some category, but you can do it. And I told you, I was inspired by my sister, who is very middle class, you know, and she's an accountant. And she did it. She just made it. And I was like, what is my excuse? What is my excuse to not do this exact same thing? And it is a blessing, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my sister for ripping the Band-Aid off and making me feel like a total loser for not having done it sooner. Cassandra writes, hi, Candace. Love you, girl. Been following you forever. I know you are focused on Charlie Kirk case right now, but curious to know your thoughts on Greta Thunberg and the flotilla. Israel is committing an international crime right before our eyes. I have not looked much into that story. I covered on recent episodes how they randomly, you know, you can really see how much power Israel has because they like put her on the cover of Time. And then suddenly they were like, she had an octopus in a picture. And they basically said she's Hamas. And it was very funny. It was very funny. It gets more and more ridiculous when you look at it. Miss Rachel and Greta Thunberg are Hamas. It's a weird angle. They're trying everything. I think they're coming a little bit undone because we're waking up. Marzi writes, hey, Candace, did you see Theo Von's viral clip about letting Israel know that he is not going to end his own life? My goodness. Why do we all have to do this? It's sad that people feel they have to make public announcements. I had not seen it, but my producer says that he pulled the clip, so let's watch it together.
I would never take my own life. I would never take my own life. Okay? You hear that, Israel? Oh. I would never take my own life. I'm grateful to God for his grace in my life. I love my siblings. I have so many friends and people that love me and people that I want to see their children grow up. I'm hopeful that I get to have a wife and meet my own children one day. Like, there's a ton of things in my life that keep me alive and hopeful, right? I want to be able to have an impact in the world. Those are just a few of them probably, you know? I mean, so many just moments we've shared on this show that I'm like, oh, I live for those things.
I mean, it's ridiculous, but we do all have to say it. If you have influence and you're speaking out against Israel, you do have to kind of make that statement. And so I join him in chorus and saying, I love my life. I love my children. I love my husband. My life is fantastic. I love all of you guys. You're such a blessing. And I would never take my own life. I have no suicidal thoughts. Not since I was like 18 and an angsty teenager breaking up with a boyfriend that I thought I was going to be with forever. And I also wake up every day feeling encouraged because there are good people that are now naturally rising. And I know that what that means is they have to artificially knock us out of the free markets. The ADL, after this episode, is going to do what they do and use their powerful influence to call YouTube. Like, you know, last year what happened to me. And I'm prepared for that battle because I know that we cannot let our children inherit this world. We cannot allow our children to inherit a satanic organization that is happening across all of our countries simply because we were cowards. That can't be the thing. So I love Theo Von. He's great. I love that he has found so much success. He cracks me up. He really does. He's so funny and so talented. And we need him. We need everybody that's in this fight that has a platform. Paul T. writes, I'm in the private security sector. I see a lot of investigations. There is not only one group involved here, and they don't all want the same things. This whole operation seems very rushed. It's sloppy. Was Charlie planning to expose people? Maybe. Charlie had the power to expose people. And like I said, and I've put that out to Turning Point USA, because now I want war with people that are lying and allowing this ridiculous narrative that Israel is fighting for, that he died basically for Israel. He's loved us so much. And not that he was explicit, that he was left with no choice but to become anti-Israel because of their behavior and what they were doing to him and what they do to everybody. They did to me. They're going to do it right now to Megyn Kelly, like I said. Actually, I said that yesterday, and then somebody tagged me, and there are all these articles. It's starting. The hornet's nest has been kicked. The bees are buzzing around Megyn Kelly. Do what we say. We're your friend. Don't worry. We love you. Do it or else. Yeah. This is how it goes, and that's how it went with Charlie. And I only wish Charlie had listened to me. I think about this conversation that Charlie and I had in the Trump Hotel, and it was pertaining to money. And I told him, I looked him in the face. I sat there and I said to him, Trump Hotel in DC, you have to be very careful who you take money from and what you are doing, what you are willing to do for a check. I think because I was from sort of the opposite side of the tracks, I had better instincts about that. You know, like I've always had to kind of survive, and to survive, you got to have good instincts. You got to know that just because it's wearing a ball gown and is at Mar-a-Lago doesn't mean that it's not a gangster. It's no different. It's no different from where Jay-Z came from in the project selling crack. It's just wearing a ball gown. It's at Mar-a-Lago, but that's still a gangster. I can recognize a gangster. And I don't think Charlie believed that or saw that until it was, I think, too late. A snake girl writes, I really love and appreciate everything that you're doing, Candace. I'm in England. Would you advise I take my kids out of school immediately? I would advise that immediately, no matter where you are in the world. Don't forget Germany, they're not allowed to do it. Germany, they won. Okay, the school system, the government won against your kids. You get arrested. Could you imagine being arrested for wanting to keep your kids home? Like it's a requirement, especially in today's world where they're getting, factually speaking, dumber and dumber every generation. And they're like, nope, we have the right to make them dumber and dumber. We have that right. And you give us your kids all day. Yes, do it while you can and fight for laws so that that can never happen where you live. That you always have a right to your own children, which is ridiculous that we have to say this. But post-COVID, you saw. They'll inoculate your kids. They'll be like, actually, we don't just own their minds. We own their bodies. And we say 97 vaccines in order for them to be allowed to go to public school. Huh? I got to let you poison my kid to let you poison their mind? This is really effed up. This is really effed up. And we got to back away very quickly. And yeah, please, guys, take your children out of the school system. Start homeschooling and you will be happier. It's the most rewarding thing. It really is. Just the more you get of children, you are being blessed. K.L. Blarson writes, you are one of the few real journalists that has any integrity, Candace, and you are one of Charlie's few true friends. You have bigger balls than Mrs. Macron. I don't know about that. Mrs. Macron's got some pretty big balls. She's going to bankrupt me for exposing it. We'll bankrupt you. That's what they do. How dare you keep talking about the truth? We will destroy you and your life and everything that you ever know and try to turn your family against you because we're good people and we're victims always. Anyways, you guys, new merch on the website. Thank you guys, by the way. We had so many people buy our CIA merch. We don't know, no, but we know. We don't know, no. Okay. And soon we are going to know, no. When it comes to this Charlie Kirk thing, because I'm getting a lot of information that's getting even more interesting. But I wanted to, as always, take a few days to digest, research, and make sure what I am presenting to you guys has been thoroughly vetted. And are we going to make mistakes? Of course. You can't anticipate that somewhere, someplace, we're going to make a mistake because the feds are not helping. And the witness tree has gone silent and has never reached out to me. So anyways, we'll see what we come up with. We'll see you next week.